life. Dr. Gemara, Hadid Asim would come to review the Brahma Dharma Dima. There was, I think it was a lady, that just a he, so it's a lady, that came in front of Rabbi Yehuda from her door for dinner. He's chayiv to Medina, and she was found that she's chayiv. I guess it was a monetary case, and she lost. Amrulay, Shmuel Rabbi Chachi Dunham, would Shmuel your Rebbe paskin like this? So a little big silence, she said it as a statement or a question. I always learned it was a question when she said, you think you're doing what your Rebbe would do? Amrullah, she said to her, your doctor, you do him? Amrullah said, yes. Now, this lady obviously did not have Derek Harris. So she said, Gutsa, he's a short man, a rabbi kreisa, and he was very obese, Ukum, dark skin, a rabbi shina, big teeth. Amrullah, the Zuya Kassus, you're coming to embarrass him? He's talking derogatory about Shmuel? The heavy ayyid said the Shamta. She should be in Kherim. So what happened was, Pako Mesa, she died immediately. She put her in Kherim and she died. Now, why is this story here? The Masechta Gemara brings one shot. I'm not sure I understand it. It's a continuation of the Gemara before, that ugly people can learn a lot. But I understood this Gemara that what she said about Shmuel wasn't true. So I'm not 100% sure why this Gemara is here. She said obviously very derogatory things about Shmuel, and if you would have sent her packing, so I don't know exactly why this Gemara is here. Does article say anything?
Yes. Gemara relates another incident involving a physically unattractive scholar.
Yeah, that's what he says to the Masechta. But it makes it sound that Shmuel was unattractive. And I always thought that she was not a good lady when she said these things. I don't know. Okay, so I'm talking about a writer. In Mutter Bebeya Tremita. It says if a guy is writing in Atasho, he's Mutter in Bebeya Tremita. Frank, the Gemara, my Be'er Tirmita. What is a Be'er Tirmita? The Gemara of a Shmuel, after the Avodla, a servant that can make it, Shavi Alfa Dibri, is worth $1,000. It's a very difficult thing to produce, and an Eved that can do it is worth $1,000. What do they do? Now, the Gemara is going to tell you what they do, but the Achronim say it's a whole process, and I'll explain it as I go along. They cook it 1,000 times in hot water. And they soak it 100 times in cold water. And the mizutra gets so small, the belief that you can swallow the egg, and some aquarium say with the peel, in one shot. Now, what's so hard about doing that? The answer is, it is a whole process, I would say, of letting it boil up to a certain point, putting it in the cold, letting it be cold for a little bit, exact amount of time, back to hot. So therefore, whoever ever can pull this off, it's worth $1,000. Dr. Rush, Adam Mizutra, and Shatakim gets so small, so you can live out of the way and swallow it. Something tomorrow. And what does it do? The Yizbe Kiva, this is a old day way of checking a person's health. If there is a Kiva is a wound, an internal wound. Sarkava, it attaches itself to the egg. The Kanavkav Asya, and when the egg comes out, Yonda Asya, my son of this, by the way, the doctor will be able to diagnose what the patient is suffering from. So basically, today they stick a thing down to check out what's going on. In those days, the guy ate this egg, and when it came out, it had on it all kinds of signs of whatever disease the person is suffering from, and the doctor was able to treat it. What am I missing? What medicine he needs, and how it's going to heal. Dr. Gemara. Right? Small had a mother, probably should call her. Kocha. Small used to check himself with Kocha, the wrestler, with the mayor, Tarita. Except he called it a Kocha. So to us, Kocha, Hainu Beyer Tarita, but Nechmas Achim Nebesoy, Martin Farai Shalom. He got weak. Until his family members ripped out their hair because it made him weak. I guess it awakened all those diseases as they went through, as he went through his body. The mystery of Inchi Beis was Sarai. Okay. That's the end of Be'er Tamit. Zadig my writer, Tanan Hassan, we learned in the Mishnah. Now this is a Mishnah that talks about the right of an employee to eat while he's harvesting. When I harvest somebody's field and I work for him, as I harvest, I'm allowed to eat from what's growing there. Now, one of the two types of figs in the field, and I like one of them, but I'm working with the other one. So, the Mishnah, I said, Beklosim, Vayayachah Beklosheva. Beklosheva, Vayayachah Beklosim. You can only eat the one you're working with. You cannot work in the other one. The Rashi has a slightly different here, so Hayaisa Beklosim, Majaicha Bibna Shuach, just a different kind of thing. Payalaisa Malacha, Eto Malabayas, Aycha Bamashu Isa, can eat what he's working with, Sim Kisama Bikarmayacha, it's a passing. Makmilale, the Payo, Makmila Babamatia, the Eda Aycha Bamaisa Bibna Shuach Malacha, can only eat from the men that he's doing work with. The advocate of the close to the Shuach stand and take them. Kulagi, Kashimi, which they mean, it's going to be like 2 minutes.
You mean, Rebbe, you mean to tell me that he, if he's doing the work, he can't bring his own snack?
No. The field is growing two types of things. He likes one type. He's working with the other type. He can't lean over and take from the other type.
That's because
he only allows him to eat from the thing he's actually working on.
That's because he's in front of that one?
Working with it.
Let me explain this. If I go to work in your field, doesn't mean I should sit and eat all day. The Torah gave a heter, but the heter of the Torah is only in the kind of species that I'm working with, not in other things that are growing in the same field. Even if they're both types of figs.
I understand that because you're causing time off to get the other stuff. But I'm saying if you brought your own snack, some potato chips, some Pringles, some bars, can you eat that?
Again, the way I understood the Gemara, it's not because of the time involved. It's because the habit. I'm sorry?
I work, I can do two things at once. Three things. Breathe and actually eat. Computer.
Okay, I don't know the answer to your question. I don't know whether you can bring your own food and eat while you work. This is a heterotrivia to eat from what you're working with. It's not a question that taking the other minute's time. That's not the question. It's that the tribe never gave you a heter, even if they're next to each other.
Maybe. What's the problem with bringing your own lunch? You know, if it's not taking away from your work, what's the problem?
It's not going to eat, well.
Again, you're asking me the possible thing I don't know. Again, eating takes away from your work. You can't eat and work at the same time. Lunch. You want a snack, potato chips? I don't know. Something about Michael. Michael Wilson. Mina detaini, the optimineo lapi, that kind of food, fig, they make different kinds of dishes that are called lapi. Dr. Rush, the optimineo lapi, mina machalim, different kinds of foods. Abu Gavra, the mother person, the Yav Abdul Gavra, he gave a servant to his friend, Lagmure, alfe mina lapi, to teach him, being basically, he sold the slave to his friend. And that he said, my servant, my slave, knows how to make 1,000 different dishes out of fish. Admire Kandameya. So the slave taught the new owner 800 dishes. He only knew 800, not 1,000. Admire Lenina Lukabin the Rebbe. So he took him to the tailor. He lied to me. He sold it to me and he told me he could teach me 1,000 dishes. And he only taught me 800. So I'm a Rebbe. I'm a Seidu. I'm a Rashidu Teva. Our forefathers used to say they forgot how life was so good. I don't know how people have been named the Rebbe, you know. We never even knew that there's 800 dishes. Meaning, what Muslim is there to make 800 different dishes out of fish? And the Rebbe said, it's not a Meccan sauce. This is so far out that 800 dishes of things that the timing you told me 1,000 is not accepted. Dr. Rashi?
The friend taught them, the slave how to make them. He paid the guy to teach them.
Said.
Yeah. The friend taught him to make 800. The friend taught him, the slave.
Again, I would argue with Archibald. The Gemara says you gave the slave to teach the new owner 1,000 kinds of dishes. That's what it sounds like.
Like Murray needs to learn.
And the servant's master sued his friend to appear before the judge.
Like Muriel, to teach the slave. That's what the article says.
Oh, yeah. Like Murray doesn't mean that the slave should teach, but to teach the slave. Okay. Same shot. He taught him 800. And Rebbe seems to be the spoil that 800. Okay. Last up to Rush. Can't even imagine 800 dishes out of a fish. Now the Gemara doesn't say when he passed, but I saw that right, and they said the Rebbe said that 800 is enough, that he doesn't have to teach him 1,000. Now I want to give a half dumb to the next Gemara. I don't understand it at all. So I want to make it clear that I don't know what I'm going to be talking about when I teach this Gemara. I'll be able to translate the facts. I'll be able to tell you the story. I won't be able to tell you the reasoning behind the story. Again, I'll say what the Achrayim say, but at the end of the day, it's a very difficult story. Dr. Gemara, Yaimen the Mechayim Bei Rebbe, Asya Pernasala, I'm sorry, I skipped. Dr. Gemara, Rebbe Abed Lehulul Reb Shimon Bei Rebbe. Rebbe made a wedding for his son. Kasav, somebody wrote, Abed Skidana, on the chuppah, on the house on the chuppah. Somebody wrote on the wall, Esther by Ba Alpha Rivan Dinara Nafkin Abezkin on the day. 24,000, 10,000. It's a lot of money. It was spent on this wedding. The way Avril and Bar Kapara, the Rebbe did not invite Bar Kapara to the wedding. Now some say Bar Kapara wrote it, some say somebody else wrote it. I have no idea. Amrulay. So Bar Kapara said to Rebbe, if the Iver return the Kach, Lysa return the Lachas Kama the Kama. If people that transgress Hashem's will get so much money, imagine what people who do Hashem's will is going to get. Some learn that Bar Kapara was expressing disappointment that he didn't get invited. Others say that he was trying to finish the statement. But he got in Rebbe Asmane. In the middle of his statement, Rebbe invited him. Amar, this is what he was going to say. Those who do his will get paid both in this world and in the next world. That's what he said. Now again, not 100% sure why Bar Kapara needed to be invited. Why, if the statement is an upset statement, I don't get it. But if he was trying to lead into the fact, not criticizing Rebbe, but saying, even I remember saying they get so much money, So for sure, you, Rabbi, who are Iser at Sinai, you got so much in Ayon HaZeh, for sure you'll get much more in Ayon HaBah. Again, I don't know which you have to go with, but again, it's a difficult tomorrow. I don't know anymore. Does Arco enlighten us in any way?
I think he just changed his tune once he found out that he was invited. First he was giving him, you know, saying, you know, that he wasn't going to get much. But then once he invited him, then he kind of gave him a bracha.
Fine. Okay, I mean, again, fine. I don't know why Bakabara needed to be invited so much that he was doing that. I don't know.
Even big people like Kavod, Rebbe.
No. We're talking about a Meroim that can be Mechaya Mason. We're not talking about anybody you know or heard of. No. Yaiman the Mechayim Be Rebbe, Asya Brunas El Alma. The day Rebbe left, punishment came to the world. Now this is explained. The Gemara says that Rebbe suffered tremendous Yisurim. But while he suffered tremendous Yisurim, the Gemara says, nobody, no woman miscarried, and all kinds of different punishments were avoided. Because Rebbe was suffering so much, and that was Megan, it protected the city where he was in from any punishments. Now let me explain. The Jewish religion doesn't believe that one person can suffer for the other. That's not a Jewish philosophy. That's a different religion. We believe that everybody pays for their own averus. So what does that mean? The day that Rebbe suffered, that because the Rebbe suffered, it avoided punishment for his city, and when he left, which means at that point he wasn't suffering, then punishments could come out of the city. What does that mean? So the Teres Chaim and Chulam explains this. Hashem runs the world, the Midas Adin, or the Midas Arachman. Most of us, in fact, almost all of us, except for a few individuals, go through this world the Midas Arachman. Punishments aren't as severe, and you can do tshuva, and it doesn't come immediately. That's what the Mesil Dishon says. We learned that already. The difference between Midas Adin and Midas Arachman. However, sometimes people do averus, and the Rebbe Nisman wants to punish them the Midas Adin. If there's a tzaddik that accepts upon himself to live the Midas Adin, so by him taking the Midas Adin, Hashem says, this tzaddik wants to live the Midas Adin, I'll treat the rest of the people the Midas Arachman. That's what the Teres Chaim explains. So by Rebbe accepting upon himself Midas Adin, and he suffered tremendously, even though he didn't have averus to speak about, his accepting the Midas Adin made Hashem treat other people with rachman. Therefore, prevented a lot of punishments that would have come the Midas Adin. But when Rebbe left, that means Rebbe at that point was not living the Midas Adin. So at that point, there was a chance that punishments would come to the world. So Rebbe refrained from laughing and enjoying himself. He lived the Midas Adin. And he suffered tremendously. Gemara Bavitzia says how much he suffered. And therefore, he protected his city from Midas Adin. Not that he suffered for their averus. Their averus they would have to pay for ultimately anyway. But it would be the Midas Arachman, not the Midas Adin. Because by him taking the Midas Adin, Hashem treats other people the Midas Arachman. He accepts upon himself the Midas Adin. That's the Teres Chaim's shot in the Gemara there that says Reb Chanina ben Daisa only ate a bucket of carrots from Shabbos to Shabbos. And the Gemara says the whole world gets fed in his chus, and he is enough with one bucket of carrots from Shabbos to Shabbos. The Teres Chaim says because Reb Chanina ben Daisa was willing to accept that kind of poverty. So he accepted the Midas Adin, and therefore other people got their parnasa in an easier way. That's what he says. Because, again, not that anybody else can eliminate punishment from people, but not the Midas Adin. It'll be given in a lighter way. That's how the Teres Chaim and Chulam explains it.
Okay.
Rabbi, what is the connection between his not even being able to laugh for a moment and the acceptance of Midas Adin? What's the connection there? That he's not taking it seriously enough?
Someone tells you a funny joke.
I guess it showed that at that point he wasn't feeling the Midas Adin. He wasn't involved in the Midas Adin, whatever that means.
Just wasn't internalizing the seriousness of everybody else's problem?
Exactly. Right. That's what, I mean, the Siddur Gemetzer says that he wasn't internalizing Korban Beis HaMikdash. But the way the Tzaddik Chaim learns, he wasn't internalizing the severity of din at that point.
I'm just wondering why he's not permitted even a human chuckle or something.
Yeah, I get it. As I said at the beginning, you're going to have to give me a lot of problems with tomorrow. So, okay. Again, we'll go up this harder and harder.
Rabbi Mark Redden?
Yes.
Yes.
Two things. Number one, it takes me a while to walk over here. As far as Rebbe... As far as Rebbe inviting Bar Kippurah is, you know, what Bar Kippurah was Talmud Muvuk of Rabbi Yochanan, who was a Talmud Muvuk of Rebbe, if I recall correctly. So they knew each other from Eretz Yisrael. The other would be that to say that Rebbe was completely without sin. He was not one of the people who died simply because of the bite of the Nachash. There, if I remember correctly, there is a story of him and the little lamb or calf which was going off to Shechita, and he was afflicted for that. So at his level, that was something...
Again, I think you misunderstood what I was trying to say. I wasn't trying to say the Rebbe had no hate. I wanted to say that Rebbe accepted to live this world with Midas Adin.
Absolutely.
Like Rebbe Kiva, like Rebbe Chanina Ben Zaita, they lived in a different place, in a different sphere. And therefore, that's what I said. I didn't say they didn't have any Averis, but everybody else gets a promise of Midas Arachman. Midas Arachman doesn't mean there's no punishment. Midas Arachman means the punishment is mitigated. Spread out, allowing for tshuva. Okay. Why didn't he invite Bar Kippurah? The reason he didn't invite Bar Kippurah is Bar Kippurah made people laugh. And he was afraid. Right. He made people laugh. And therefore, he was afraid that he would make him laugh. And that's not healthy. That's why he didn't invite Bar Kippurah. Something about please don't make any jokes. I'll give you 40 baskets, I think they are, or bushels of wheat. Amalai, so Bar Kippurah answered him, Lev Zimar, you will see, Master, the whole grieving to be in the Shekola. I'll be able to get as much as I want. Shangul Dikla Rabba took a big basket, Chafia Kufra, he covered it with pitch, with tar. The Sakhwea Rish had struck him on the head, upside down. The Yadrao, and he went. The Yamar, and he said to Rebbe, Lechel Limar are going to be seated in the Rishnabach. Give me the 40 bushels of wheat that you owe me. Now, it didn't look like very, it looked like a Purim joke, I mean, the way I understand it. The barrel with the basket over his head, covered with pitch. So Rebbe told him, Lava, the Tichon, the Lizzy Bachel, did I ask you not to do anything to make me laugh? Amalai, Chiti the Rishnik in the Sitna. I'm asking for the week that you owe me. And end of that part of the story. Again, I don't understand it, but the Mepharshim say, Bar Kippurah felt that Rebbe has to serve with more simcha. And therefore he felt the fact that Rebbe was, quote-unquote, this is my own words, living it so seriously was impeding his service to the Rabbi Nisrael that has to be Besimcha. And therefore, he wanted Rebbe to laugh. He wanted Rebbe to relax. He wanted Rebbe to have more Simcha in his life. That's, again, I'm just saying what I saw. I don't understand the story. My Kapora is a student of Rebbe's, and it gets harder and harder as the Gemara gets along, goes along. Zuk Rashi. Bikula Rabba B'chavri B'kubra B'chich Sal Glevu. Big basket. B'chavol B'zefa. B'chavol B'mar Yimdrei measure out the 46. Zuk the Gemara Vayta. Amalei B'chavri L'Rebbe. So B'chavri, I'm sorry, skipped. Zuk the Gemara Vayta. Amalei B'chavri L'Brati the Rebbe. B'chavri tells Rebbe's daughter. The Machar, Shasina Khamra Brikuda Dabak, or Bakushina the Imach. Tomorrow the Rush has a different girsa. He has the opposite. I'll drink wine. The Russian girsa is when your mother is dancing and your father is singing. I think that's what he what's Kakuna. How does he translate Kakuna? The singing. That's how he translates it. Out. So like Ben Elasha, Chasna to Rabbi Haba. Rabbi had a son in law named Ben Elasha. The Usher God will have you. He's very rich. Asmenei Bar Kapor, Asmenei Lebei Lulu Durm Shimba Berebi. He was also invited to the chasana of his brother-in-law. Okay. So Bar Kapor is there, and Ben Elosh is there. Amalei Bar Kapor Berebi. So Bar Kapor says to Rebbe at the wedding, it seems like. My Te'eva. The Torah uses the word Te'eva by Miskim Zachar. It calls it an abomination. Differently than by rest of Arias. What makes Mishkam Zachar more of an abomination? Called Amalei Rebbe Dachanu, Teva. Whenever Pshat, Rebbe told him that this is why it's Teva. Parmi Bar Kapara. So Bar Kapara slugged it up. Amalei Parshat. So Rebbe says to Bar Kapara, you tell the Pshat. Amalei, the Rebbe, come recitely, dance for me. Amalei, taste the Vizchu, Timberly Lapa, let your wife come and pour me a drink. Asarandule, so she came and poured him a drink. Amalei, the Rebbe, come recitely, do a dance for me. The Amalei, then I will tell you, Pshat. Chachi Amarachmana, to Eva, Tayataba, Tayatama means you are turning away from regular people who live with women, and you lekasachrina to a different cup, meaning to different taivas, not a natural taiva. You're turning away from natural to unnatural, and therefore. Taleva, Tayataba. You're like inciting yourself with not natural Yetzaharas. Dr. Ashi, Dr. Raj. Legally, Mekuda de Imach and Mekuda de Imach, Se Imcha Merakadis with one eye, Mabicha Mekakar Singh. Timberly not well, Timberly Akai for the mix the cup, Tayataba. Shemenichim Lishayam, Vahokalach and Mishku Zachar. They leave their wives, means they leave women. And go into something that's not a natural Yetzirah.
You know, Rebbe, it's interesting. In our day and age now, in my humble opinion, it's becoming natural.
Only if you're a Democrat. Only if you're a Democrat.
No, no, I'm not saying it's unbelievable what's going on.
I'm a lie. My table, Pebble, says by bestiality, Pebble who? What is Tevel? So Amalei to Yonakadma. So again, Rebbe tried to shut them and Bar Kapara slung them up. Amalei, avidly, Amalach, do what I tell you. Avad, again, the dance and the pouring of the wine. Amalei, Tevel who Tavla Yeshba. Is there any pleasure? Bestiality doesn't give pleasure. Stam, no spice to it. Dr. Ashi, Dr. Rush, Tablet Ezra, Namalabia, Maguna Shobahema. Person enjoys disgusting bestiality with an animal. Something about that. Mishanya Khadra Bhagabia Mikula Bias. Is it like any better than any other relationship, than a guy should go to an animal? Like, where is humanity? Where is his normalness? Amalei my Zima. So they continued on. What is Zima? Amalei. I'm sorry. Amalei Yavit Kiyana Kadma. They went through the whole thing. Amalei did it again. Amalei Zumahi. Zima is referring to, where is Zima written? It's written by Znus. I think it's with HSH. That's right, it's written by Isha Mabita, by living with a woman and her daughter. And it says, Zima. So he said to her, what does Zima mean? So Bar Kapara finally told him, it means that it's referring to a lot of Znus. It's saying when a person does Znus, they never know if it's their child or not. Because there are other, this woman is probably doing Znus with other men as well. And therefore, Zima Mahi, we question, what is the child of such a relationship? The young about Elisha Lemizbal. But then Elisha couldn't tolerate what was happening, how Bar Kapara was treating his father-in-law. Come the Navakuba in to say, he and his wife walked out at a wedding in protest of the way Bar Kapara was treating Rebbe. And Bar Kapara was doing it to put an element of simcha, having Rebbe dance, do things of simcha. That was his intention. Now again, do I understand this Gemara? No, but I read it. Not the Gemara, but my Ben Elisha.
Rebbe, you're saying the word Zima is only written one place?
No, it's not. Exactly. It's written by Znus. What does Zima have to do with Znus? The answer is, because you don't know who the father of the child is. So when the child is born, you say, Zima, Zumai, what is he? Whose is he?
Don't we have many places, Zira Shava, Zima, Zima?
I just answered you. It's written many places, and it always refers to a Znus. So the question is, what does Zima have to do with Znus? Why is that the word?
I'll explain it to him later, Rebbe.
No, you're not going to. Rebbe explains better than you.
Something about my Ben Elisha. What can we say about Ben Elisha? Something else about Ben Elisha. Meaning, how do I know he was rich? That's how the Sifton explains it. How do I know he was rich? The Mepharish said that. Okay. The Tanya. My Lachina Pizza Ben Elisha. He didn't waste his money for no reason. And Laharin's man to aspire to Klinglund. The Klinglund used to get a certain kind of haircut. His haircut was so short that the tip of the hair touched the root of the next hair. And it's very hard to give such a short haircut. And he spent money training himself how to do that haircut. The Sib Kasam Yikhmasu as Rishaya. What does that mean? Time Planak Ain Lulanus, my Lulanus, number of Judah. It means a very special haircut. Hey, Kidami, what was so special about the haircut? The tip of one is next to the root of the other. That is the Klinglund's haircut. Zakhtarash. Kasam Yikmasuas Rishayam. Kikaisnas Hazam. Shemraishas Yosef. Betat Ikres Yosef. But the Klinglund Lively, talking about the Klinglund, the Sib Mekrav, the Yayan Leishnu, Kol Kayan Mekrav, Kol Kayan, Mekrav, the Hachlav Kol Kayan. The next Pasuk is about every Kayan. The first Pasuk is talking about only the Klinglund Lively. God, the Bereshik says, Bereshik Lekalechu, by the Meshach Kahanam. Other Kahanam are not allowed to cut their hair. I don't know what it's referring to over there. But the Klinglund Lively needed a special haircut. Something about Vaita. But last to Ramutra. It says, what?
Thank you. It's interesting that Yosef's haircut, obviously, which is also a paradigm of a beautiful haircut, is not Lulianic. He is able to curl his hair, and that's very hard to do with extremely short hairs.
Okay, again, We're talking about the kind of level. I have no idea what yet. I don't know. Like him. It says that if he's Asher from Tafshul, he's Muslim in Dilasa Ramutza. What is Dilasa Ramutza? My Dilasa Ramutza, I'm a small Korah Karkazoi. Comes from a certain place called Karkazoi. The rest, the Luan Sha'isim Makam. The gourds of that place are called Dilasa Ramutza. Now, why are they called Dilasa Ramutza? Ramutza means ashes. They used to stick those gourds into ashes, I guess. It helped them ripen or whatever it helped them do. Rashi Amar, Dlas HaTemuna Beremet. It wasn't only from Karkazoi that they put it into ashes. Any gourd put into ashes. Zucht the Rush, Dlas HaRamutza, Dlas HaTemuna Beremet, called Dlas HaTemuna Beremet into Dlas HaRamutza. Not referring to a certain gourd that comes from Kukuzoi, any melon from anywhere that's put in ashes is called a Dlas HaRamutza. Eitzvei Ravina L'Ravashi says of the Chaim Yomer, Dlas HaRamis, he Dlas HaMitzvahs. Dlas HaRamis is the same as Dlas HaMitzvahs. Even though they have different names, one is called Aramean, the Armenian, Arami, I don't know what it's called in English, Arami, is the same as the Egyptian one. Kalai Mamayavanis, it's considered a different species than the Greek one, and Kalai Mimaramutza. Now, if Ramutza is not referring to a certain country, how can I say it's Kalai? It must be that Ramutza is only one country, Kukuzai, and they always put it into ashes, so we refer to it as Blas Ramutza. Can't be talking about all Kukuzai gourds, because then how can you say that the mystery one is colliding with the ashes one? Depends if you put the mystery one in ashes or not. Must be that Ramutza is referring to a specific country. And therefore, Chufta slugs up Ravashi's shot. Look, Rashi. Kalayim Ramutza, Alma Min of the Asmaya Nifrutay. This is a certain min, a certain kind of gourd. Hashem Sha'aysim Aminim, Regilim Litma Beremetz. Avashayim Minei Gulim, Ainam Yikronkei, they're not called like this. I feel them type of Maitre Bereme. Even if you put them in ashes, they're not called Ramutza. Ramutza is reserved for the ones that came from Karkazoi. And therefore, the ones that came from Karkazoi are called Ramutza. Fine. Chufta. So we slug up Ramutza. Okay, we're going to stop here. I'm sorry. And the Merchant Shem, I hope to be back Sunday morning. I'll see how I feel. Merci Hashem, everybody should have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you very much.
Don't bother with the test.
Well, we should do the test.